So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
So, is anything going on in the news today? I'm on vacation. I'm not really following things too closely. Come back tomorrow. Is there anything going on in the news? Anything big I should know about? Drop it in the comments below if there was any event that I should cover over the next couple of days. I can try to catch up on the happenings. Andrew Cuomo has resigned at long last. This has finally happened. And I think there's an instinct here among some of us to look at this and say, hey, this is great. This is a fantastic development for all the people who have actually been telling the truth about Andrew Cuomo, and there's many of them, who have not ignored the thousands of people who died needlessly because of his policies, who did not ignore all of the times that he was wrong during the pandemic over and over and over again, as the media praised him as a superhero, as a freaking superhero. He was there killing people. There was a report just the other day that while he was showing himself as this big ally for the Me Too movement, he himself was doing these things actively. The things that made him resign, he was doing as all of this was going on, as he was saying he was an ally, being praised by the media in that way. It's a disgusting display. And it's good for everybody who told the truth. The main group of people it's good for, though, are the people of New York, who no longer have to deal with this person, this terrible, terrible human being who has been their governor for all of these years. And look, you're not going to get a conservative. You're not going to get someone in there who is going to be supporting the policies that we might enjoy. That's not the point. The point is just to avoid having one of humanity's worst single people to lead your state. If you could take all the people in your state and then remove the top 7 or 8 worst people, some of them will be in prison. Others might be going to prison really soon. We'll see what happens with the charges on Cuomo. But the bottom line is you want to avoid the absolute worst in your society if it's at all possible. And here, at least one of them will no longer be governor. I swear he did this on purpose. I have one more day of vacation. I mean, this is clearly he's avoiding this while I actually have a day to do a show. But tomorrow I will be back on radio and then on Studios America, making sure that we have this all broken down for you. It's important to look at the last couple of days, and we'll get into that as we get back on the air. The DeRosa resignation was a real big step in this, though. Melissa DeRosa, who's one of his big aides, basically his henchman, she's throughout this entire report, all sorts of corruption, all sorts of pressuring and doing things, you know, look, things that aren't legal and certainly aren't ethical or acceptable from a public figure. And, that is really the larger thing here. I think a lot of people, we did Andrew Cuomo is awful.com a long time ago now. There's thousands of people all over the place with mugs and shirts from Andrew Cuomo is awful.com. Not because, that was all started well before this scandal even came up. Before we even knew the official results, though we knew the numbers were higher than they were telling us when it comes to nursing homes, we didn't know anything about the sexual harassment, really, although there was always swirling rumors. We knew he was a jerk, but there was a lot of things we didn't know that we do now. And one of the things I think people think of is they say, Andrew Cuomo was awful, because of the nursing home scandal, or Andrew Cuomo is awful because of the sexual harassment scandal. And that's, of course, an understandable instinct, but looking at this guy over all of these years, it's important to understand, I think that's backwards. Andrew Cuomo isn't awful because of the nursing home scandal. Andrew Cuomo is awful. And the result of him being awful is the nursing home scandal. The result of him being awful is the sexual harassment scandal. The result of him being fundamentally a terrible human being is when he's at his core, this awful guy. And then in addition to that, these side effects come out and affect actual people. His employees. Remember, you know, people keep saying like, oh, well, you know, Letitia James, she's a Democrat. I mean, you know, and that's true. And a lot of the people that are saying, hey, you should resign, were Democrats. And that's true. But the people accusing him were not only Democrats, but people who worked for him, people who went into lines to shake his hand because they liked his policies so much and wound up with this sort of treatment. It is not, he's not awful because of these scandals we know about. These scandals we know about are because he's awful. And fundamentally, that is why it's important for him to leave office. It's not because of, you know, one individual scandal. The guy has run roughshod over the state for so long. And I was born in New York. I have family in New York. I have friends in New York. They don't deserve this guy. They don't deserve it. They deserve anything else, anything better. And there's a lot of options, even among Democrats, and many of them brave enough to step up and make sure that this day happened. So in that way, it is a triumph for the state. And that is an important part of this. You know, we've been talking about this for such a long time now. And I've said this a million times as we've been talking about it. It is people, you know, with this sort of stuff doesn't happen without, you know, these women coming forward and saying things that are really hard because, again, because it was hard, not because, just because, at least, that sexual harassment is hard to talk about. It was also hard for them to come out because Andrew Cuomo is abusive and he constantly was threatening them. And they all watched. I mean, one of the main accusers watched Lindsay Boylan be targeted by the Cuomo administration because of what she said. And they knew the repercussions. They knew what was going to happen to them if they came out. So that bravery is really important. And in addition to that, the people who stood up, and again, we're talking about people dying here, the scandal here with the nursing homes, people like Janice Dean. I mean, I single her out all the time, because she was really brave to come out and speak out as many times as she has. She is a really special person. And I think you look at what she's been able to do over this time. And honestly, she's a beneficiary of it too, because she lives in New York and she will no longer have to live under this guy. And she was told right at the beginning, all the things that the employees and underlings of Andrew Cuomo knew, that you would be targeted if you come out and speak out. She did it anyway. And, you know, she's not the only one who spoke out. I mean, as she would point out, many, you know, many others did, but she might be the most important one. And so it is really important for the people of New York that this this guy goes away. And frankly, you know, we can't sit here and say this is over, because Andrew Cuomo might be leaving office, which is really important for the people of New York. But number one, he needs to be held accountable for the things that he has done. You don't put in a policy that kills multiple thousands of people and just walk away with some, you know, progressive think tank job. You know, that shouldn't happen. And so that stuff needs to be fully investigated, and that's still ongoing. Not to mention, there has been criminal charges, at least they're trying to work through that process with some of the accusers in this situation. So that all needs to be played out as well. There are several people within the Cuomo administration that were so either loyal or terrified, who knows, that did things that they should not have done and were, I think, many times illegal. And so that needs to be figured out as we go forward with this. So that all continues to move on. And I will say, too, there is an element here that has to be talked about with CNN and Chris Cuomo. This network has been telling us to believe all women for how long, while one of their main anchors was sitting here on television railing against every Republican who has ever been accused of anything. And at the same time, I mean, the report basically states he wrote the initial response for Andrew Cuomo. He wrote the response that was barely altered that Andrew Cuomo spouted out to go after his reaction to all these accusations. You know, and he's going on television earlier in the middle of this pandemic, interviewing him and joking around with him. And look, I understand at some level that, you know, there's a family thing there. You're going to try to defend your family. I understand that. But it's completely inappropriate for this guy to be on the air while this story is going on. I know that he's, you know, they've given him the magical vacation, I guess, and maybe that's their answer to this. But it's this is there's a lot of good people at CNN who work hard and do good work there. You know, we worked there back in the day, and I know some of those people, and some of them are really, really talented people who do good things. This is a complete disgrace for the network and for all the good people who work there. The fact that they treat this guy like, you know, he's like Michael Jordan in his prime. I mean, the guy's got like 18 people watching him every night. And they treat him as if he's this magical superstar that deserves special treatment. Any other host would be punished in significant ways for this. And I don't know, maybe because CNN has big offices in New York and they're thinking like, I don't want to piss off the governor. Well, he's not the governor anymore. And your host sucks. Let's be honest about it. Chris sucks. So it's about time that he's held accountable for something like this. I don't know how much more I can say. I will say that tomorrow there will be a lot more to say as we see the reaction and we go through this and I can kind of have more well thought out thoughts. I wanted to give you at least an instant reaction because this is a big thing. And it's something, you know, as an audience for Stu Does America and of course the Glenn Beck program, News and Why It Matters, we've been talking about this for a long time and you've been there for a long time, making sure the focus goes on Andrew Cuomo and for the things he's done. And basically everybody wanted to ignore you all of that time to like the last couple of months. So there's something to be said for making sure you focus on the facts and are relentless. And this audience is that way. And I really thank you for sticking with me throughout this journey because there had to be a lot of times that I was talking about Andrew Cuomo and you're thinking, all right, another freaking Cuomo show. And I get that. But it's important. It's a big state. There's a lot of good people who live in that state that don't deserve what Andrew Cuomo has been giving them. So I leave you with this. Andrew Cuomo is awful. .com